Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
The ashram of our revered Guru, Pujya Atman Sri Swami Jyotir Mayananji in Miami, Florida. Swamiji continues with the lecture series on the Upanishads. And tonight Swamiji will lecture on Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And now Pujya Atman Sri Swami Jyotir Mayananji.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the highlights. I'm turning to chapter 3, section 1 and mantra 1. We just concluded Madhu Vidya. Madhu Vidya means all this is honey of Brahman. Divine love is the mystic honeymoon. But this moon goes on waxing until it is absolutely full. There is no waning of this moon. Worldly love waxes and wanes. And remember this statement. This world is Ishwar Prem se labalab bhara hua hai. Labalab. Divine love fills this world. Oh, world flows with divine love. That understanding and insight brings a taste of inner joy unimaginable by the mind. And if you have tasted it, then you have no choice but to move on to enlightenment and liberation. But until then you have the vishaya, the honey that is mixed with little poison. Wish is poison. Now coming to the present topic, it is a setting is King Janaka's assembly. And in this setting, Sage Yajnavalkya gives profound insight. Insight into the nature of Brahman, into the process of attaining enlightenment. Janakoha vaideho bahu dakshinena yajnena ije tatra kurupanchalanam brahmana abhisameta babhuvuhu tasyaha janakasya vaidehasya vijignyasa babhuva yah svidesham brahmananam anuchanatam iti saha gayam sahasram avararodha Dasha dasha pada ekais kasya shingayo abadha babhu. I'm leading you to literal meaning so that you can enjoy this setting. Videha Janaka, King Janaka, who is known as Videha. Videha, who is beyond his body consciousness because of his enlightenment. And your scriptures, by quoting Janaka's example, they give you the message that for attaining liberation, your external lifestyle is not the problem. If you want to become a king, go ahead. Or you can choose to be a sannyasi. Jahi vidhi rakhe ram, whichever way you fit in the cosmic plan, you can attain liberation. While involved in lots of responsible jobs, or you can attain liberation by entering into an ashram, adopting a sannyasa order. Videha, in practical life, is extremely busy king. He's a powerful king with so many things to handle in daily life. and yet absolutely rooted in the knowledge. All this is Brahman. I am not this body. As a king, he used to perform yajnas, acts of charity, invite Brahmins and perform generous acts. At one time, he performed a yajna with a special intention of finding someone who is well established in the knowledge of scriptures, for the intention of creating a spiritual debate and to see who wins the debate. Brahmins from Kuru and Panchala countries had gathered. These were the prominent sections of ancient India, Kuru and Panchala. And the Brahmins, those who are devoted to spiritual knowledge, they had gathered. King Janaka was a great magnet for all these Brahmins. So Vaideha, King Janaka, desirous of determining who is well established in Brahman, who is Sangha Vedadhyayi, another word for that is Vasishtha. Who is Vasishtha? To give you profound meaning of Vasishtha term, I will lead you to the Yoga Vasishtha description of seven steps of wisdom known as Jnana Bhumikas. First step is Shubhechha, aspiration for attaining God realization. Second step, Vicharana. As aspiration has been kindled in your heart, your mind gets involved into profound reflection. Who am I? Your mind comes under the light of reason, light of understanding. As a result, the third step is reached, Tanu Manasi. Mind that always carries the burden of impurities, egoism, attachment, hatred, and many negative qualities emanating from these. That mind is like a pot that has built up layers of impurity, of rust, unrusting the pot. That's called Tanu Manasi. When you reduce these impurities to minimum. Fourth step is called Sattvapatti. Now it is absolutely removed, impurities. The vessel of your mind shines. At fourth stage, a special term is given to that anyone who has attained it. It's called Brahmavid, knower of Brahman. As you advance, continue to mature in that state, you enter into next step, sixth step, rather fifth step, called Asam Sakti. Asam Sakti means absolute detachment from the world. You handle the world and all activities continue, and yet you are like a lotus, untouched by the lake. At this stage, the knower of Brahman is known as Brahma Vidvar, means a greater knower. Third step is known as Padartha Bhavana, that stage that is compared to deep sleep. It's like in deep sleep, nothing bothers your mind. All things become void, zero. But in sleep, it is a conditioned state. You have to wake up from it. Ignorance is not gone. But at this stage, ignorance is gone. Sleep-like profound peace becomes a perpetual experience of a sage. Then the sage is known as Brahmavid Variyan. And then comes the seventh step, which goes beyond all descriptions, called Turiya, the transcendental, neither waking, dreaming, or deep sleep. In fourth step, Sattvapatti is like waking, spiritual awakening. Fifth step, it's like dream. Sixth step, like deep sleep. Seventh step, transcendent. At this stage, the knower is called Vashishtha. Brahmavid Vashishtha. So that's this implication of the name Vashishtha. And Vireha Janaka wanted to know who was among those at Vashishtha level. Tanho vacha brahmana bhagavanta yo yo brahmishtha sa eta ga udjata miti teha brahmana na dadhrishu ataha yagyavalkya swameva brahmacharinam uvacha eta saumya udacha samashrava iti taha udachakara and so forth. Give you the meaning. King Janaka, addressing all those who had gathered there, said, O adorable Brahmins, whomsoever among you who is a Brahmishtha and Vashishtha, who is well rooted in Brahman, may he accept all these cows there are. He placed 1,000 cows in a group, and to the horns of each cow were fastened 10 golden coins. This was an act of charity, old style, not giving green money. O venerable Brahmins, whoever among you is the wisest Brahmin, let him take away these cows. And then what happened? Those Brahmins did not dare to take away the cows. There was silence. Then Yajnavalkya said to his pupil, to his disciple, my dear Samashravas, drive away these cows to our ashram. Accordingly, the disciple drove away the cows. Now, at this stage, other Brahmins were enraged. How can he declare himself to be Vashishtha among us, to be the wisest among us? Then, Ashwala, the holy priest of King Janaka, asked, Yajnavalkya, are you Vashishtha among us? Are you the knower of Brahman, the greatest knower of Brahman? And Yajnavalkya replied, we offer adorations to Vashishtha. We are simply desirous of these cows. Therefore, we have carried them away. Showing some subtle points, anyone who knows Brahman does not assert with ego, I am the knower, but has a commanding presence. He is the master of the cows. Cows that are not ordinary. The senses that have brought in divine qualities, Devi Sampat. So those cows have golden coins in their horns. And there are much more teaching to come. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.